Cure.
It's getting so insane.
For insanity.
That I'm questioning
Rush.
My own sanity.
The Cure for Lunch. The Rush Lunch Bunch.
It's going to be delicious.
Every day, treating you to $25 in lunch goodness at Paisano's Stone Fired Pizza. Turn on Rush at noon and win on 97.3 The Sky.
6:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Jay Anderson here as well. 877-975-9825 if you want in. Yep, they passed the stormwater thing for Alachua County. The commissioners voted 4-1. Yeah, of course I'm irritated by it. Another tax. They've been terrible stewards of the tax dollars they've received through the years. This is dating back really a couple of decades at least. I'm going to get into that in a minute, but first I want to remind you with some good positive stuff that June is Valor Month. So every weekday this month, we'll recognize special efforts, sometimes heroic, of law enforcement and first responders. And we're proud to share their stories of valor. We'll do it again at 8:05 this morning. The third annual Sky Valor Honors Programs, presented by Ford of Ocala and Papine Realty. So make sure you tuned in at 8:05. So yeah, Alachua County commissioners met and approved what they're calling a stormwater tax. They found a way to tax rain. It's absolutely absurd. Ask anybody that lives in the county what their major issues are and if they can even think of it. Well, I'm always worried about, you know, drainage and No, you're not. These are the same bozos that can't get a road paved, like Tower Road. Are you telling me they don't collect enough tax dollars from people that live in Hale Plantation and live along Tower Road? I used to live right off of Tower Road in a neighborhood called Kenwood. It's a very nice neighborhood. Trust me, I was paying $4,000 a year in property taxes. And I was one of the poor people there. And they couldn't pave that damn Tower Road? These people are idiots. Do people in Alachua County pay attention to what's going on? I mean, I know there's a small active political group that's conservative that's tried their best. God bless them. Really tried to stand up to these left-of-center weirdos that keep, you know, staying in power. How could you look at your constituents with a straight face and tell them how important it is to assess them with an additional stormwater tax after they get punched in the face, kicked in the groin every month with the highest per capita taxes in the state? Many of these same people are also served by GRU, so they get punched in the face with the highest power costs in the state. And when is anybody going to stand up and say enough is enough? Is anybody going to say that, or would you not get voted in? How long has Byerly been there? He's got to be like 80 years old by now. Even though he looks like he's 12, he's got to deal with the devil, doesn't he? Huh? How come he looks so young? No, seriously. The guy's been there forever. Time to get rid of these bozos. Yeah, and as soon as you do, they'll run for some other office. They'll be involved in some other thing. I'm telling you, there's a group of like 25 hippies that run the whole area, the whole town, the whole county. They've had their way. But you know what? That's not their fault. It's the voters' fault for not actually getting involved, paying attention. Quit voting these bozos in. Gosh, if you'd show up in big numbers, you could make a difference. How stupid can people be? Absolutely atrocious. Another tax. How can they do it with a straight face when Tower Road is filled with potholes? What an embarrassment. What an utter embarrassment. They don't care. They care about setting aside property to be mosquito breeding property, property that many of them have access to, but they don't want the public going in there and, you know, walking on the precious plants or something. But they all have their own little keys and stuff. It's a joke. Come on, folks, wake up in Alachua County. Man, don't make me sell my house again. I had to move out of the area served by GRU. Now I'm going to have to. I love my neighborhood. I love it. It's awesome. And by the way, it is completely ensconced, is maybe not the proper word, but all the drainage and all that, that's been set up and dug up. Our roads in my neighborhood are not paid for out of county funding. We pay for them. They're private roads. And then they can turn around and still assess us to deal with stormwater. They don't touch a sip of our stormwater. They don't do anything to it. They have nothing to do with it. But they can come in and assess a tax, and they just vote on it 4-1. Yep, yep. It's a tax. We really need the money. Yeah, because you've been terrible stewards of the people's money for decades. But if people don't show up and vote, all right, and you got to get some candidates that are going to run, and it's hard. It's hard to get, you know, somebody who will run as an R, I guess. Maybe now would be the time where it doesn't matter. Maybe you can run as a non-party affiliated person and just say, this is what I would do if I was going to run. I just say, look, we're going to hold the line on spending. People have been asked to tighten up their belts. This county takes in $300 million something. I mean, it's a crazy amount of money they take in. Yeah, learn how to be fiscally responsible with the monies that you have. Period. Now, does that mean that there'll be some painful price somebody's got to pay down the line? Yes, you can't have everything and not pay for it too. All right, I feel better now. Rocco, you're on the air.
Hey, you know, when a man is really smart like Michael Savage is, he could also be dangerous. This is, I'll give you an example. This guy comes on the radio and he talks about all the negativity, just like we're hearing now about the play in Central Park. Well, people get on the radio and people speak and they say, we're losing our country. It's going to hell in a handbasket. They're being sponsored. Sure, they're being sponsored by CNN. They're being sponsored by the New York Times. But in the meanwhile, how about my beautiful country? Five sponsors withdrew from that play. So if you want to bring all the negativity forward and talk about how they're being sponsored, yes, they're being sponsored by lefty organizations. We expect that. Let's talk about the good people that withdrew their sponsorship. This is what I call Michael Savage flame throwing.
That's Dr. Savage to you, sir. Austin, you're on the air.
Get your blood pressure up again with this little tidbit of information. I work on the roads, and I see time and time again, we're out there resurfacing, repaving low-income areas. Now, I have no problem with low-income areas, but they're not just repaving them. They're putting in these fancy brick sidewalks. The type of money that they're spending on these stupid things for people who don't even need them. And here's another little thing that's going to really tick you off. You know where Archer Road and 16th split by Shan?
Yes.
Getting ready to turn that into a 25-mile-per-hour zone. They are trying to get people out of their cars and make everybody one big bike and bus system.
Oh, and this, again, dates back decades when a guy who was a city planner working for the city of Gainesville wrote a book, and in it he said congestion is good. It forces people to ride bicycles, use public transportation, and to walk. Clearly, that idiot never had a family, never had to go to a grocery store and buy more than one little sack full of whatever he was eating. But, yeah, absolutely absurd and ridiculous, and people want to either force you into a lifestyle that they think is the way people should live, and if you don't, you will pay huge penalties for it as a result. Yeah, it's, I'm irritated. Dave, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob. I hate to tell you this, but I got out of Alachua in 2007, best thing I ever did. And I was so surprised when you bought a house back in Alachua. I thought you were leaving Alachua and going like maybe Columbia County where I'm at. It's so nice out there. Everybody leaves you alone. They pick up your trash and every week. It's just great. Sorry you're not out with me.
Well, in defense of this area, I do have to say this. I think that the schools are great here. It doesn't mean that they're better than the surrounding areas. I just know that the schools are great in Alachua County. And my kids have received an excellent education. And the fact that they've gone on to higher education and postgraduate work, it really is, I've got to give them some credit for that. And that was one of the decisions in terms of where to live. And also had to do with, driving to work. I don't care about a longer commute. I could deal with that. My wife doesn't feel the same way. So, you got to kind of meet in the middle, so to speak. Yeah. But people warned me when I first got it. Warned me when I first got here before I bought my first house. Yeah. But you know what? I mean, it's time for a change. We got to get rid of these bozo county commissioners. Come on. Alachua County, ridiculous. Highest property rates and property taxes, and now a stormwater assessment? Give me a break. 646 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Jay Anderson, News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Come join.
Sit at the table.
The conversation.
I'll eat my peas.
Sean Hannity.
If it meant getting the country back to a balanced budget.
Weekdays, 3 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Coming up at 8:05, Valor, brought to you by Pepin Realty in Fort of Ocala. And today's honoree, might recognize him. Yeah. Like I said, that's coming up at 8:05. Stay tuned. 6:51 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Jay Anderson in the house as well. Talking about a stormwater assessment, Alachua County. Some of the highest per capita property taxes in the state. If you get GRU power from the city, you pay the highest power rates in the state. And now they want to tax your rainwater. I live in a subdivision that completely takes care of its own drainage, and we even pay for our own roads. How can you look somebody straight in the eye and say, hey, this is really important? Here's what Commissioner Mike Byerly, apparently he assured residents that they had studied the issue very carefully. Who asked you to study the issue carefully? Really? Was that on the minds of your constituents, the voters, the residents of Alachua County? Yeah, the one thing I do, I wake up in the morning, I go, man, I wonder, you know, what we're going to do with stormwater. Are you out of your mind? What do people care about? Hey, I'd like my commute to work or my commute to school or taking my kids to school. I would like it to be maybe on a road that's not full of potholes. And you know why they punish people, you know, on the west side of Alachua County? They punish them because they didn't vote for like the parks tax and the road tax of the past. But the reason that they haven't approved those is because no commission has shown that they can be good stewards of the taxpayer dollars to begin with. So to add insult to injury, they're going to assess, you know, every homeowner. Oh, don't worry. It's only $30 here and $50 there. Yeah, when you're already paying the highest property taxes, when you're already paying the highest rates for power, and you refuse to fix the roads, and you won't build new roads, and you set your traffic lights to stop the flow of traffic, it's insanity. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob, when Byerly says he studied the issue, that means he studied how to get another tax on. He didn't study anything about the water or the drainage. He studied, could he pull off another tax, build another fiefdom in the county, and get your money. I went to one of the meetings. In fact, the meeting was at the Veterans Park off of Tower Road a couple of weeks ago. And the questions I asked of these people, you know, like how many people you plan to employ, what's the budget, what's the breakdown, they had that already built. This was a done deal. And so there wasn't, I told him, I said, why are you having these meetings? You've already built the budget. You know how many people are going to be. I asked them who's in charge. They told me the lineup of what the hierarchy was going to be to run this new department. And then I said, what are we going to pay next year? And it's up to the commission. So in 3 years, it'll not be $30. It'll be $150. These guys know how to spend, and they know how to build fiefdoms. But the results, I said, what's your baseline measurement?
Right.
You say you're going to, quote, improve the water. What's the baseline measurement? The EPA people standing up there looked at each other like, well, what's a baseline measurement? I said, what are you going to measure improvement from?
Yeah.
No answer. It's just a shakedown.
Wow. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, improve what? Do what? But they had all the hierarchy infrastructure. You know it was a done deal. They didn't want public input. They didn't care. Darlene, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob. I know. I didn't get there, but I watched it last night. And one of the things they couldn't answer with the chair, Cornell, asked, you know, he had a few questions. Maybe we can delay it. And when he said those words, Bob, Bird from the EPA went live and said, well, if we delay it, it's going to be another 2 years. And everybody was fine that was there with that. There's two things we need. Byerly has been in there probably 16 years now, if not more. And number two, there's two things we need. Limited terms and single member districts to do something with this county commission. And I am with another, with a group called Citizens Concern. We are a nonprofit organization, and we're going to be raising money this year for these two items to be put on the ballot. And it needs signatures, so I will be talking to you about that so we can get single-member districts and term limits. Thanks, Bob, for all you're doing, and they are crazy. Thank you.
They are crazy. Yeah. Thanks, Darlene, for all you're doing. No, that's important. Yeah, we'll help in any way we can get those signatures out there. Yep, got term limit these bozos out of there. And it's a shame that the people in Alachua County are just unaware, in most cases, of these kinds of things. Because they're busy trying to pay their bills, I guess. They're buried in them. 656 on the Bob Rose Show. Jay Anderson's here as well. 877-975-9825. Don't forget, Valor coming up at 8:05.